Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they are watching you. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are here as well. Okay, so they're not actually watching you yet. But
yet.
Maybe very soon.
Who's they?
The county. The government. The deep state.
The man.
The man. So Monroe County is a step closer to installing automatic license plate readers. Now, you've already seen these. A lot of cop cars, there's like a little box on the trunk. That it's kind of like looking behind it, and there's one that kind of points forward. So as you pass them, it's reading your license plate. Not all cop cars have them. A lot of them do. But they're talking about putting these things up on telephone poles and just random places around the county. And that would be 150 of them. So some people are freaked out because of privacy issues. The government's tracking you, man. Other people, and the people who want to make this happen, say this would not be used for traffic enforcement, so it's not going to catch you speeding. It's not going to catch you with your, you know, registration expired and stuff like that. It's more for tracking stolen vehicles and for missing people.
See, that's exactly where my mind went was, man, if someone steals my car.
They'll know instantly.
They can, boom, hit the cameras.
Yes.
Find where they are. And that's what I would assume it would be for, but.
Does it freak you out at all?
No.
Hope?
No, I don't think so. Now, if your car's stolen, like how many of us actually know what our license plate is?
I have a picture of it. That's how I know what
your license plate number is?
No, I do, and I always get made fun of because I know what it is.
Mine is G something. I don't know. Do you know yours?
Yeah, I've had mine for so long. That's why.
I saw a vanity plate yesterday that said Swifty, and all I could think about was, if that car would be more likely, or excuse me, less likely to be stolen. Cause I'm like, that's so specific.
Yeah.
Like, are vanity plates less likely to be picked up?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Easier to find. That's for sure. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of, you know, if your car is stolen or if Mama J got a hold of the car keys and disappeared one day didn't know where she was and she's not answering her phone call and she just went to the casino cause she wanted to get out of the house, but you didn't know that, they would be able to answer that question pretty quickly.
They'd be able to track it.
Yeah. So there's still another step. The county itself still has to vote on it. So this is not a done deal.
The New York toll system, you know, they already do that to us.
True.
And, you know, they've screwed that 10 types of up, haven't
I've
they?
I've always wondered how and why they haven't made it so that they use math to figure out if you're speeding. So if you get on in Canandaigua, and you get off 65 miles away, and you made that trip in less than 1 hour, you're speeding.
You know what? Shush, Billy. Don't give him any ideas.
So technology can be used for good. It can be used for evil. It can be used for all kinds of things. Whoa. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are with us. We were just talking about Monroe County is in the process of, and it still has to be approved, so this isn't a done deal, of installing 150 license plate readers across the county. They say they will not be used for law enforcement purposes like pulling you over for speeding or this or that, but it would be used for like stolen cars and missing people. So, you know, grandma disappears in her car, they can tell you where she is, basically.
It's a big problem in this county, clearly.
Yeah.
Especially with the stolen vehicles.
Yes.
And if there's any way, honestly, if you've tried to get insurance, car insurance lately at a good price, it's tough when...
Well, especially if you have a Hyundai or a Kia.
Because
those are the
area,
two that get stolen a lot around
here. It's almost not even fair to the rest of us law-abiding citizens. So if this is some way going to come around to my rates being lower, I'm all for it.
Text line 252-WBEE. Somebody texted in, we've installed those cameras at the school district that I work at. It flags us for vehicles that are not allowed on the premises.
Now, there you go.
That's a great use for that technology. What else can we use it for? Is there something fun we could use it for?
You know, when you go through the drive-thru, like at McDonald's, and they're at, like, do you have your mobile app? Like, what if they just scanned your license plate and had your order ready because you order the same thing all the time?
That would be me. Number 7, large with a Diet Coke. They'd see me coming from a mile away.
It's like just when we thought we couldn't get lazier.
Just pull ahead, Mr. Kid.
Can I just not even have to talk? Can you just have my usual ready for me when
can
I get
Can we do
there?
That? I'm ready. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is here. TJ is here. What did you see driving in the other day?
I saw somebody eating a bowl of cereal on their way into work. Driving down 5 miles.
It's messy.
Well, driving down 5 Mile Line Road, I have lots of questions. Was there milk involved? Because driving down the road, raw dogging a dry bowl of Captain Crunch at 40 miles per hour, this person is a menace to society. But if there was milk, they're an Olympic level coordination.
Was there a spoon involved?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
There was a spoon involved.
How are you physically, are they driving with their knees? Like, how do you even have your hands on the steering wheel at that point?
Yeah, there's a lot of things probably where it shouldn't be in that vehicle. That's crazy. I was on Westridge Road one afternoon and somebody was eating a huge bowl of salad. Like, it was a big, it wasn't like, oh, I got this drive-through salad. It was like a bowl, like, that you would bring from home and a fork. And I just, like, I...
Was the bowl, like, in the middle and they were chomping?
No, it was in between them and their steering wheel.
Wow.
It was, like, the steering wheel, the bowl, and then the fork. Like, I get it. We all, but you got it.
I can't stab a crouton with my fork.
I don't even know.
At a stationary table, let alone while driving.
And this is the thing. This is just stuff that we're seeing. How many times do you look in the vehicle next to you? Like, I don't do it very often. You know, I don't know. We just tend to keep our eyes forward.
Full disclosure.
It was just one of those times where I just happened to see it out of my periphery.
So when you see something wonky ahead of you, when you pass them, like if you're on the expressway, do you look over to be like, what are they doing over there? I do that all the time.
My husband does
I shouldn't,
that.
But I do it all the time.
I don't, a lot of times I'm like, I don't want to make eye contact because sometimes that can be awkward.
Well, most of the time they're staring at their phones.
Always.
You see a car swerving, they're either drunk or they're on their phone or both. And 99% of the time when I see somebody swerving, when I pass them, I throw the itchy eye as I'm driving by, there's a phone in their hand. Almost every time.
But this was the thing with at least the salad driver. I don't know about the cereal driver, but the salad driver, they weren't driving crazy. They were in the middle lane of Westridge Road.
Just chomping down on a salad.
And they weren't going very fast, obviously. But for some reason, I just happened to look over and I was like, what?
My wife.
What are you doing?
I don't know how she does this. We all have these coffee cups that we walk in here with every morning yep. that have the lids on them with the little itty bitty holes and nothing, you know, slurps out of it. She mm-hmm. will drive around with a full on mug of coffee.
Oh,
I don't know how she does it. She never wears it. It never is staining her stuff. I don't know how she does it.
Does it fit in her cup holder? That's the problem I found.
I think it sits on top of the cup holder. I don't
so
think
so. So it's like at a 45 degree angle where it's like semi nesting.
And you know, she spilt it.
She must have. I never see
it
on her clothes.
Car. No, it's in the car.
Oh, it's in the cup holder, probably.
In the cup holder, on the carpet, down the thing. There's no way she could keep that level contained. You take a curb, you forget about it, right?
Gonna do some recon when I get home. My goodness, who knew so many people were eating in their car and eating at their desk and dropping it when I turned on the microphone.
Sorry.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. That was startlingly loud. I don't know how it was for you guys. We were talking about eating in the car a few minutes ago, and boy, we touched a nerve with people. There's some text messages coming in, 252-WBEE. I mentioned my wife drives around with a full cup of coffee, not a thermos mm-hmm. with the top on it, a mug. This guy says, my wife does the same thing with the coffee, full on coffee cup. I don't know how she does it.
Another texter recently saw a guy making and eating a bowl of cereal on a motorcycle.
What?
You're asking for trouble at that level. Good I don't care how Lord. Good you are. This is my favorite text. Are you even a mom if you aren't eating meals in the car while driving your kids everywhere they need to go?
Oh, well, absolutely. But to bring a big old bowl of salad or a bowl of cereal, I mean, you know, there's behind the wheel food.
Well,
or,
there's hamburgers and french fries. Mm-hmm. And right. then there's salads.
Yeah, or wraps. You can soup. Get like a wrap.
Right.
This texter, speaking of food while driving, my uncle heard a crash in front of his house. He looked out front and found a car had crashed into the tree in his front yard. He went over to the car and found that the woman driving was covered in red. He assumed it was blood, but it turns out she had been eating a plate of spaghetti with red sauce while driving home from work.
Oh my gosh. I mean, if you pull over, but the worst thing for me is like if I do order takeout or drive through and then I pull into a spot and I'm eating, and why you got to pull up right next to me and eat?
You just like, want to be left in peace.
That drives me nuts.
I like there's so many spots. Why are you pulling up? Or even in like a parking lot, like I'll run into Tops or something or Wegmans and grab one of those to go things, maybe a wrap, and then I'll sit in the parking lot and go to a faraway space, right? And then somebody pulls up right next to me and does the same thing. I'm like, why don't you just come into the booth with me?
Come on,
why don't
over.
We just sit side by side in a booth together?
We'll chat about life.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.